Good morning. It is Saturday, January the 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And we are finishing the race this morning on Proverbs. Now, who was racing, right? 31 chapters, 31 days. Working on a special surprise for you tomorrow on the wake-up call. And then, of course, I've told you we're going to have Andrew Forrest with us from the 2nd of February right up to the 17th. You're going to love him. And then, or the 16th, on the 17th, on the 18th, Ash Wednesday, I'm going to jump in with the 40 days of Lent, Jesus asking. And we'll follow that with an Easter series on the letter to the Ephesians. So there's your sort of roadmap of the upcoming on the wake-up call. And a lot to look forward to. So let's dive into consecration today. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, our text today, of course, Proverbs chapter 31, the famous tribute to women of God. And our text today, we're going to read that chapter, but we're focusing in on verse 29. Hear now the word of the Lord. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Our entry today, that's the word of the Lord. Our entry today is called A Letter to Our Daughters. And I'll dive right in here now. Consider this, to our daughters. I think about, of course, my own two daughters. I think about your daughters. I think about all of them collectively as our daughters. And these are heartfelt words from me that hopefully will find a place in your heart and hopefully can land in the hearts of our daughters. To our daughters, there's some things I want you to know about yourselves. And I want you to know them so deeply that they become you. These are not sentimental feelings, but solid facts. They are the bedrock truths of who you are and who you are becoming. Let's begin with a hard truth, one that may first offend, but later will relieve. You are weak. This is not the weakness of some far-fetched notion of your being inferior to men. No, this is the weakness common to the human race. Until this truth can be wholeheartedly embraced, it will never be overcome. In fact, to the extent you deny this truth, you will spend all your strength trying to disprove it, and in the process, you will deny your true self and become someone completely other than who you most truly are. The greatest sign of a resisted weakness is the way a person's life ironically screams, "I am insecure." through their endless efforts to prove they are strong. And the greatest sign of true strength is the way a person's life quietly declares, "I am loved," precisely because of and in the midst of their weakness. It's why Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." That's Matthew 5:3. And that brings me to the second thing I want you to know. In the midst of your weakness, you are loved. Insanely loved. You are the beloved daughter of a perfect father. And I'm not talking about a human father being perfect, though they love you profoundly. I'm talking about God. He adores you, period. Not because of who you are, though he loves who you are. He loves you because of who he is. And through his love for you, he is teaching you to love others as he loves. Not because of who they are, but because of who you are. I want you to know that because you are loved, you are strong. Yes, I know I said you were weak, and you are, but because you know you are weak and yet unwaveringly loved, you possess an unshakable strength. It's unshakable because it is not rooted in power, but in love, and not in your ability to love, but in your capacity to be loved. Yes, your growing capacity to be loved, which comes from accepting your love ability, is what makes you strong. I want you to know that because you are strong in this unshakable way, you are beautiful. Radiantly, ravishingly beautiful. This beauty of yours, far from some cosmetic illusion, comes from a place so deep in your soul, it can only be known by the one who abides there, the one who first made you, and who is ever making you new. Jesus. Seeing you brings gladness to people because they are invited to see past the glamour of your appearance straight into the glory of God shining in your soul. I want you to know that because you know that your beauty comes from beyond you, that you are humble. This humility of yours grants you a greatness visible to others yet hidden from yourself. This greatness finds its deepest source not in appearances of grandeur, but in the hidden goodness of a holy generosity. It's this kind of humble greatness that inspires others to discard their grandiosity and discover their deeper goodness. I want you to know that because your greatness is bound up in the humility of your ordinary humanity, you are courageous. You are becoming a woman of valor, eshet chael. Your courage gives others the ability to believe the impossible because it comes not from a projected strength, but from the deep wisdom of an embraced weakness. Because this wisdom of weakness finds its strength in the foolishness of the cross, your confidence finds its source in God. Your courage comes not from the will of self-confidence, but from the well of being strong in the Lord and in the power of His Spirit. Others trust you because you trust God. I want you to know that others have confidence in your courage because it is anchored in your confidence in God. And because your courage is tempered by respect and restraint, you are noble. Because you are human, you are weak. And because you are weak, you are loved. And because you are loved, you are strong. And because you are strong, you are beautiful. And because you are beautiful, you are humble. And because you are humble, you are courageous. And because you are courageous, you are noble. All of this is your wisdom. The wisdom writer said it best, many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Abba, Father, thank you for our daughters. Thank you for the way you grace the world with their wisdom and build your kingdom on their sanctified strength. Raise them up and raise up more and more of them in our midst. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah, I just was thinking about and praying for my daughters, Mary Catherine and Lily. And I'm praying for your daughters because guess what? They're our daughters. And we pray. Oh, we pray. That's the prayer. I felt like that whole bit there just flowed to me, threw me out, it flowed right out of Proverbs 31. I didn't speak per usual like I do on particular verses so much as I felt like the whole of that Proverbs 31 just kind of came together, just kind of flowed out. Well, we got a few journal prompts here. Are there daughters you need to pass these words along to today? Yours or others? If you are a daughter, how do these words challenge you? How do they encourage you? How might they offend you? And if you are a daughter, which of these affirmations do you struggle the most to believe? And just an encouragement to fathers, you know, your daughters, they need to know. I think the pathway, a father wants to share wisdom with all their children, but a father wants to share wisdom in a special way with his daughters. But the way for a daughter to be able to receive wisdom from a father is that the father has to share his heart. It has to come through his heart. I don't think it is received as well sort of through his mind and through his will. It has to come through his heart. And that sometimes can be hard for a father to access his heart for his daughters. It's there. It's there big time, but there's so much challenge often in that relationship. And so I think what I would suggest as a word of wisdom to fathers is to ask God to break open your heart. Not to break your heart, but to break open your heart to your daughters. Just, I don't even know exactly what that means or looks like, and it's something you can't do yourself. Ask God to do it. Say, Father God, break open my father's heart. In fact, pour in your father's heart through my father's heart for my daughters. I feel the Lord has given us this right now. And what a daughter needs to know. A son needs to know it too, but we're talking about daughters today. A daughter needs to be blessed by her father, by her earthly father. And a lot of daughters didn't get it. A lot of sons didn't get it. And they didn't get it because they had bad fathers. They got it. They didn't get it because they had broken fathers, and their fathers just didn't have it to give. That's why sometimes the father has to just start by saying, God, break my heart open so that you can put it back together. I need healing, Lord. This is a deep work, and God does it, but he won't overcome our unwillingness. He won't overcome our sort of stoicism. He won't overcome our hardness, let's just call it. We got to present that to him. He'll come. It's a process. But your daughters need their father's blessing. And just go there. Just give it to them. Give it to them in every possible way that you can. It'd be the greatest thing you can do. And I hope some of you will pass this little reading along to your daughters. Maybe read it to them. Anyway, that's probably where we ought to just turn our closing here to song, to sing a song of worship together. It's been good to walk through these days with you, waking up to wisdom. The Proverbs. I learn more every time I go through it. And we just want to keep asking God to give us wisdom, believe he's going to give it. Wisdom, it's kind of, it's not AI, it's JI, it's Jesus intelligence, and he readily gives it. Got to believe he's going to give it. Got to move in faith upon it after asking for it. But let's move forward now. And I thought maybe we'd close with that simple chorus. We'll sing it through twice. I've missed Dad here towards the end of this series. It's just reminded me how much I love having him with me. And I know how much many of you love it too. It's been a special blessing. It's unusual. And I'm thankful for it. I'm going to get him back for Lent. So look forward to that. Let's sing Spirit of the Living God twice. We'll sing it through twice. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me, melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me again. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. And melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. You know, that's the secret to wisdom. The Spirit of God bringing the mind of Christ into our human frame. it's not figuring it out. It's not trying to become smarter. It's good as education is. It's not about becoming educated. It's about becoming humble, right? It's about becoming most truly who God made us to be and rising up into that authority that only we have to be our real selves. And then that issues forth in a profound love for God, for others, and it's flowing out of a love that's a sanctified love for ourselves. It's beautiful. It's where we're headed. It's why we're waking up every day. And we'll be back here tomorrow. Got a special surprise we're working on. And so let's get out there on this Saturday. Something about when you really wake up to who God made you to be and start to embrace the authority he's given you, the enormous love and power, it sets others free to do that themselves. It just happens. That's Jesus in you waking someone else up to them and to him. All right. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt, and I'll see you on the field.